Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Friday, November 27th, and normally we'd be talking about Black Friday, blah, blah, blah. It's just a crazy different kind of season this season, and today we are bringing you the second part of our interview with Dave Isay. He's the president and founder of StoryCorps, a nonprofit organization that is helping you and all of us share and preserve humanity's stories, helping to build connections and create a more compassionate world. And I think this is probably going to be quite challenging in this divided period of time post-election. But in the second part of the interview, we are focusing on how we can all get through the holidays, maybe sharing them with people with whom we have very different worldviews, and also how you can preserve Thanksgiving memories. Here's more of our interview with Dave Isay of StoryCorps. Give us a couple of tips that you think are useful in talking to somebody who you love, but just sees the world so differently than you do.
One thing to do is like not to talk about politics is probably the best thing to do if there's someone who you know you're going to be in conflict with. And I think that's a tactic that everyone's aware of. What we're talking about, you know, this is a time where elders are going to feel isolated and alone. We're going to be socially distanced from a lot of people. And what StoryCorps is suggesting this year, we always have this tradition, but this year it's a lot more relevant even than it is on every year. We call it the Great Thanksgiving Listen, where over Thanksgiving weekend, we ask, this is usually teacher-driven. Teachers assign their students to interview a loved one using StoryCorps. And, you know, when the pandemic hit, every StoryCorps interview that we had done had been face-to-face. And we very quickly pivoted and created a digital platform called StoryCorps Connect, which allows you to do kind of a Zoom, special Zoom. It's not done through Zoom. But a special Zoom interview with a loved one. You can see them, they can see you. Only the audio and a photo of you goes to the Library of Congress. But it's basically a StoryCorps interview, but you don't have to do it face-to-face. And what we're encouraging people to do is that if you have a parent, a grandparent, if you have kids who are going to be disconnected from an elder, that you do a StoryCorps Connect interview to honor them. It's a way to connect with someone while remaining socially distant. So this is one of the suggestions that we have over Thanksgiving, to have a meaningful interaction and tell someone who's older that you love them, even though you can't be with them face to face.
Do you have a particular Thanksgiving memory from your past that sticks with you?
My grandmother, she had sisters. She was an orphan. They were orphaned in the flu epidemic of 1918. She raised her sisters and they would all come over for Thanksgiving. And they were all, each one was like crazier than the next one. It was my grandmother with the don't intermarry and my Aunt Bertie who insisted she invented fruit salad and this kind of cavalcade of nuttiness. And there was a tape recorder around my house when I was a kid and I interviewed my grandmother, my grandfather, and some of her sisters. This was a while ago. My dad was a psychiatrist, so I don't know if he was taping sessions, but we had an old reel-to-reel tape recorder. When I got older and that whole generation had died, I went looking for that tape and I couldn't find it. And now, you know, 45, almost 50 years later, I still look for that tape when I go to my mom's house. That's, you know, what I would do to hear those voices, of which there, you know, there are no recordings. Part of the idea of StoryCorps with the Library of Congress was to make sure that no one else made the dumb mistake that I did and lost the tape. So when you record a StoryCorps interview, you know, it's preserved forever.
I am this weird combination, little self-disclosure for our listeners. You think of me as this huge extrovert, but actually I'm an extrovert who does like to be introverted because I talk a lot and I'm very public. But then in my downtime, I don't love being out and about and around people so much. But one of the things that I notice from this period of time is that, you know, I am a person who really likes touch and human connection. And when we started the podcast, Mark and I were insistent that we would not do phone interviews. We would only have people in the studio because the connection of a human body next to a human body is different than through the phone line or through the internet. And I'm wondering how you think the post-pandemic world might adapt to that. Do you think that there will be more of this isolation, or do you think that we're going to come out of this and have all that pent-up demand to just want to hug the heck out of each other? You're a big hugger.
I am, and I'm also an extreme introvert. Doing StoryCorps interviews, again, everything for me goes back to StoryCorps because it's the only thing I know. They are basically equally effective face-to-face or over our platform, StoryCorps Connect. And that may be just because of the urgency of it, that we're so aware of our mortality, and everything about StoryCorps kind of reminds you of our mortality. Our communications people hate when I say this, but you know, everything about StoryCorps reminds you you're going to die. There's like a lot of overlap with hospice. Hospice workers talk about the four things if you're dying or if you have a loved one who's dying that you want to say to them before they die, or that you want to say, which is, thank you, I love you, forgive me, I forgive you. And that's essentially what's said in a StoryCorps interview. You know, it's equally effective for people to do these face-to-face or by StoryCorps Connect. But, I think we're going to see a lot less travel and a lot more meetings that are done by Zoom than they were previously. I think the whole world is going to change coming out of this.
So last time when you were on the show, you're like turning the tables, and you kind of did a mini StoryCorps interview with me. And I talked about my sister, and I said to her, what'd you think? She goes, you tell me that every day. I, of course, I live my life on a daily basis to have no regrets and tell people exactly what I'm feeling in real time. But I know that most people are not like that, Dave.
Yeah, well, it's hard. You know, look, these kind of conversations take courage. Look, I was talking about this a couple of days ago, that I have time to do one or two StoryCorps interviews a year. And they're always with someone who I've worked with, who's like leaving the company after 10, 12, 14, 15 years. And you do a 40-minute StoryCorps interview with them and find out more in those 40 minutes than you did working for 15 years shoulder to shoulder. Those kind of intimate conversations we often don't have. And, you know, there's two things I promise about a StoryCorps interview, you know, whether you do it on Thanksgiving or otherwise. You will learn something new about the person you're interviewing, no matter how well you know them. And the second is that you won't regret it.
Well, that's it for our interview with Dave Isay. Head over to StoryCorps.org if you want to figure out how to record your Thanksgiving memories. The Great Thanksgiving Listen is going on all weekend. You know who did one? Anthony Fauci. Yeah, that one. It's amazing. And as always, we do want to remind you that if you've got a financial question that's bubbling up, just send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. Please be careful out there. It's very easy to let your guard down, but it's more important than ever to wash your hands, to wear those masks, and to maintain the physical distancing from others. And of course, during this holiday time, during this season of thanks, please be thankful to somebody. Lift somebody up today. It will make them and you feel much better. We'll talk to you tomorrow.